This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit RockstarEnergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
What's up, Hootat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
What's up, Hootat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is our Pick'ems episode, Super Wild Card.
Super. Can't forget the Super
Edition. That's right. So before we get into the games, we are going to review the stats or the standings as of the end of the regular season. So, still commanding that first place, but only by one game is...
What?
Yes, the mailman, a.k.a. Jim Carrey, a.k.a. Who's the other guy you said he looked like?
CM Punk.
Yeah.
CM Punk.
Well, he even said he's been called Jim Carrey at times. Probably would... Well, I could see it without the beard. Anyway, he's in first place. Second place is Waino, only one game behind. So, it's still anybody's game. James has skyrocketed to third place, followed by Jambalaya Brothers, Tom Ensign, and then Jason, and then Brendan Carpinella, then me, then Neil. Look at Neil not in
right?
the bottom.
Neil making a comeback in 2023.
That's it. And then Perks, Big Easy Gaijon, Mystic Coach Klein. Wesley, you are next at 500. Killing and then underneath you is all the people in the loser's bracket, which is drummer Ben, Paul Perrette, Hootat Fitz, J.A. Arella, Trevor Bruno, and Les Henderson. I also noticed Ben didn't submit picks the last week, maybe even the last 2 weeks. So I don't know what kind of holidays he's had, but he...
A British one?
Good Boxing Day has really been troublesome for him. He's been very busy. So Ben, shout out. Hope you're all right out there. Don't forget to get your picks in. All right. So now it's ready for the games.
All right, and we are at another year of the Super Wild Card Weekend, where we have two games on Saturday, three on Sunday, and one on Monday. I really think a Monday night game is a bad idea for the playoffs. It just gives whoever from that game a day disadvantage. I don't like it.
Why not play Sunday night, but TV ratings?
So. Or just play three Saturday and three Sunday. I mean, you used to play two Saturday, two Sunday.
Because they want to own three nights of the week.
Yeah, they do. Well, the NFL owners want to own a lot. But anyway, so we will get to our first game, the afternoon. So we got our afternoon game Saturday, and it's weird because it seems like whenever this team is in the playoffs, they are always in the first game on Saturday. It never fails. So
you've got the Texans.
Yes. So you've got the Cleveland Browns, the 5 seed in the AFC. They arrested everybody last week and lost to the Bengals. They travel to Houston to play the division-winning Houston Texans, who beat the Colts last weekend and then watched the Jags lose. So Houston, they had the number 2 overall pick in last year's draft, and here they are winning the division, 10 wins, new coach, new quarterback, 2 overall.
New coach. Take note, Saints.
Right?
If you're that bad, you got to have a new coach to turn it around.
And an actual good quarterback.
But
everybody seems to be riding the wave of Flacco. Oh, so this game's in Houston, but the Colts are a home dog getting 2.5 points at home.
The Colts?
Did I say the Texans or
the Colts?
He said the Houston Colts. He said the Baltimore Colts?
The Colts are a home dog.
The Houston Texans Colts were a baseball dog. Team back in the day.
He said the Baltimore Oilers.
Okay. Whatever.
Texans are a home dog.
Bradley, Roby. That's a callback to when we still had optimism in the same season. Right. So anyway, the Browns at the Texans. Texans are getting 2.5 at home.
Who's picking this one first?
Yeah, I think that I'm gonna give up the 2.5. I'll take the Browns. I like CJ Stroud a lot. I just think this defense is gonna frustrate him. And the Browns are gonna make this a long, slow game where they're gonna run the ball a whole bunch, not put Flacco in a weird situation, and then just let their defense grind away at Houston. The big thing in this one is if this Houston gets up to like a good 14-point lead or something like that, then maybe that puts the pressure on the Browns to throw the ball. But I think the Browns are going to win this just on pure experience.
The Browns have so much playoff experience.
Just I mean, Flacco has been to a Super Bowl.
Fair. All right, I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to take Houston because I'm taking the points. Okay. Because I think you're right that Cleveland wins the game. I just don't think they cover. I think this is going to be a game that Houston can either on their own merit keep it close or with the help of the referees to give us a very exciting first playoff game.
Man, I was really hoping.
It's going to come down to the wire.
I was really hoping you were going to pick Cleveland because I was so ready to pick Houston because I feel like everybody's going to take Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because of their defense.
I think the CJ Stroud hype is going to get picked by a lot of people.
Where are you going to land? You can't go with the majority on this one.
God damn it.
Who's going to pick third?
I hate you, Kyle. I'm going to go Cleveland. I hate you, Kyle. All right, our next game, the Peacock Game of the Week, which I will not be watching.
Is this when our Taylor Swift song plays?
If people have Peacock to see it. You got the Miami Dolphins really stumbling into the gate. They lost Bradley Chubb a couple of weeks ago. They lost to the...
I'm kidding.
they lost to the Bills this past week for the division. They travel to Kansas City, play a Chiefs team that hasn't really done a ton this year. It's been kind of underwhelming, but they're still the Chiefs. They're going to be in the playoffs. This game is in Arrowhead. Chiefs are favored by 4.
Chiefs have not been themselves, but the Dolphins are dealing with a ton of injuries. They got 3 linebackers out. Xavier Howard is probably going to be out. They got a lot of problems. I think the Chiefs would win this game because the Dolphins have not been good. The real temperature of the game is going to be 2 degrees. It's going to feel like -12 to -14. It's going to be the coldest playoff game in history. This is going to turn into a running game, and the Dolphins have better running backs. I think it keeps it low. I think no matter what, I mean, this might be a 3-0 game. I don't see a 4-point swing. And actually, I don't think it's going to be a 3-0 game because it's going to be a game where it's impossible to kick the ball. The ball is going to be a frozen piece of leather. Harrison Butker's not going to be the big advantage that he is. So I'm going to take the Dolphins.
I was wondering why Miami has been losing the way they've been losing.
Oh, they suck. They're not good.
Yeah. And injuries have really hurt the defense.
Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are both dealing with ankle injuries.
Resolved?
I think they're just going to hand off the ball to Mostert and Ashane, and they're just going to run the
ball. All right, well, then you've convinced me. I'm taking the points. Give me Miami.
All right, well then give me the Chiefs.
Hey. Again, I think it's about like the Chiefs win the game, Miami covers.
Well, speaking of that, let's move on to Sunday. We have our first of 3 games. The Pittsburgh Steelers, my pick to win the AFC.
Uh-oh.
Still alive. Uh-oh. Y'all laughed at me, and yet here they are in the playoffs. They made the playoffs. The Saints did not. They will be without TJ Watt this week, which is big.
And
this is definitely influencing the spread, which is kind of crazy. They travel to Buffalo to play AFC champs. Buffalo's been coming on the last few weeks. It's in Buffalo. The Bills are favored by 10. The spread seems crazy.
I'm taking
the points. But also, I'm taking, as long as Pittsburgh's alive, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I don't think there's any way Pittsburgh wins this game, but I also don't think there's any way the Bills win by 10. So I'm going to take the points in Pittsburgh.
10 is a lot.
I'm going to go.
Again, it's going to be like 23, 24 degrees in Buffalo and, you know, windy.
Najee the temperature the, and the wind gives, makes me.
Gives
yeah.
the Steelers. Najee Harris give the Steelers a chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's 10 fucking points.
It's so many points.
I'm taking the point. Right. Yeah. I think Buffalo could win by 9. Like, you know, like I see that. I see this one being. So I see Cleveland, Houston, Miami, Kansas City are both going to be very close games. And this one, I don't think it's going to be as close. But I also don't think it's going to be a 10-point game because the weather.
All right. Our next game is going to be the ratings bonanza game of the week. The Green Bay Packers sneaking in, getting that last wild card spot. That should have gone to the Saints if we wouldn't have blew it in Green Bay. They travel to Dallas to play a Cowboys team that is now the 2 seed. They play really well at home. That's kind of their thing. So they, should they win, they'll get at least 2 games at home. This is going to be they have the biggest ratings of the week, 2 of the bigger fan bases around the country. In Dallas, Cowboys favored by 7.5.
I think Dallas has too many injuries that they've been facing, so I'm going to take Green Bay for the points. Dallas wins the game, but Green Bay with the points.
And you also have Mike McCarthy against his former team. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I just don't think Green Bay's that good.
Yeah.
And Dallas is great at home.
I think the Cowboys win this by a whole bunch of points. Dallas is good at home. I don't like Jordan Love. Christian Watson hasn't played in 5 weeks, and Romeo Doubs was on the sidelines spitting up blood from a chest injury last week. I just don't see that the Packers having any chance in this game.
But the announcers were telling us that Jordan Love was amazing after they beat the great Chicago Bears.
Was it Jonathan Vilma?
I don't know. They were just
I think
really,
there's a
really selling us on Jordan Love.
I do think there's
game.
A chance they could win. I mean, there's also the chance that the Cowboys just choke in the playoffs, which they've been known to do.
Yep.
Mike Maybe McCarthy they're waiting to choke is next definitely week a playoff choker.
Yeah. So there is a chance, but I don't know. I just I'm going to go with Dallas. All right. Our final game of Sunday, we got another little reunion game. The Los Angeles Rams kind of took the week off last week, rested a lot of their starters. Matt Stafford travels to his former home, the Detroit Lions, who won the NFC North. The Rams at the Lions. It's all about Matthew Stafford coming home. Jared Goff against his former team, the Rams. So you got that going for you. It's at home in Detroit.
So who knew that if the Rams and the Lions were going to play, that it would be Goff versus Stafford?
Who knew?
Just not in the same uniforms.
The Lions are favored by 3. Not sure if they're going to have Sam Laporta this week, who the Lions played a lot of their guys last week. Laporta got injured. Looking like Dan Campbell made a mistake there. So, but there will be a lot of emotion in Detroit for the first division title in 30 years. So there will be some energy at first. Can that hold up against the Rams? I don't know.
This one's tough, right? It's tough because it's the Rams who have been coming on really strong
in the really
second half of this year.
I'm picking the Rams.
I am 100% picking the Rams. I know I've talked to y'all about it. I'm friends with Matthew Stafford's sister. She's going up to the game. They're really excited about their return to Detroit. But I think this is such a fun story. This is the game I'm by far the most excited about for the weekend. It's lots of cool stories. And I definitely think that the Lions losing Sam Laporta is a huge
I think that's a difference
them.
Maker. If they had a healthy Laporta, I think I'd probably pick Detroit.
I would be scared about it too. Yeah. But the Matt Stafford is one of the only quarterbacks in this entire playoffs that just 100% could take over a game with his arm and decide he's just going to win 4 games in a row and win the Super Bowl. The other guys need a lot of help from the other teammates, but what he's got with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and then being able to hand the ball to Kyron Williams, this team could put up 40 points at any time, and they got an okay enough defense, and Aaron Donald can still wreck your world on just a couple plays. So I think this is a scary, scary team that if they win this game, they're going to go to San Francisco.
I don't trust Jared Goff in the playoffs.
I don't. Yeah, either. Not at all.
All right. So it's a Rams 3-way.
Oh, look at you. We call that a Los Angeles freeway.
Oh, yes, sir.
At least that's what they call it there. They don't call it the interstate like we do. They call it the freeway.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
So stupid.
I liked it.
Silly Californians. California.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could do those accents from the SNL skit, the Californians.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. I would do just as good of a job as me trying to do a British accent. You go down the West Island. All right. Now we get our Monday
night. Good night, Governor.
At the Monday night game. Probably the shitty game of the week, right?
Neither one of these teams the last month.
We still got one.
Right.
No matter how these teams have played the last month, neither one of them deserves to be in the playoffs.
We might as well
put the Saints in this game.
Right? It should be. Hell, we could probably beat Philly the way we've been playing. So anyway, Philadelphia Eagles struggling coming in. Who knows what the hell's going on there. Granted, they didn't have a ton to play for once Dallas got the lead this week. But they've been struggling
for 5-6 weeks
I think they started 10-1. Would they finish 11?
What happened?
6? Yeah, I don't know.
They were 9-0.
What happened?
I mean, look,
what happened?
They lost both of their coordinators after last season. That's a big hit that they were able to get by with for the first half of the season, but it just kind of caught up to them.
You think they just got found out? Yeah.
But it's wild. Even like all the defensive players, like all the Georgia guys they drafted and all the great trades that they've made, like, oh, this roster's fucking loaded.
Right.
Their defensive backs are not good. Their safeties and defensive backs are all terrible. And Jalen Hurts has come back to earth as far as just maybe not being what everybody thought.
Yeah. So they traveled to Tampa to play a Bucks team that won 9-0 in Carolina last week. You should have lost the game last week.
Yeah.
And Tampa's getting 3 points at home.
Wow. Yeah. I am going to take the home dog in this one.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've been almost like mentally picking against Tampa for the last several weeks, and they keep finding ways to win. Philly has been on the slide.
They lost 2 weeks ago to the Saints.
Whatever. And
hey, but the Saints are good now.
Except minus that. Well, that's because John Gruden had dinner with the team. And John Gruden ain't having dinner with Tampa Bay this week. So I don't know. I don't trust Philadelphia anymore.
I don't trust either one of these teams, but I think Tampa's really bad, so I'm going to begrudgingly take Philly.
I think they're both really bad. I don't want to pick either one of them to beat anybody.
Right.
You could pick a tie.
But the points, I like the points. And also, Jalen Hurts was pulled out of the game with a crooked middle finger last week. They're maybe acting like it was just out of place and now it's back in, but his middle finger on his throwing hand was crooked and bent out of place. I'm just going to assume that's bad.
It's fine. Just a flesh wound.
I think the Bucks are terrible, and I watched them almost lose to the worst team I've seen in a decade. But I think they're going to win.
Even if they don't win,
they just lose by less than 3.
They lose by 2. Yeah, right.
All right, so there you have it. That's your games on Super Wild Card Weekend 2024. We've got our Saturday slate of Browns at Texans. Texans are getting 2.5 at home. The Dolphins at the Chiefs on Peacock. The Chiefs are favored by 4. And then you move on to Sunday. The Steelers at the Bills. Bills favored by 10. The Packers at the Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 7.5. The Rams at the Lions. Lions favored by 3. And then we've got our Monday night spectacular poopy shitty game of the week. The Eagles at the Bucks. Bucks are getting 3 at home.
Yep. Make sure you get your picks in before the Saturday games begin. That's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week, telling your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Follow us on all socials. Search for Dome Patrol podcast. If you want to participate in game day chats, send us a DM. We'll get your invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. And finally, don't forget to make a subscription on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating. Give the podcast a 5-star rating. Make comments if you can. That helps other Saints fans, the 7 of them that are remaining, to set up there and to find the Dome Patrol podcast. And then you can set up your auto download so you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, wild card donkeys.
7 truck stop plaza. Turn on headlights, turn on hazards. 3 a.m. is when I gazed, eyes glazed, I'm dazed, and then I fade to black. Now we're back on the road like Kerouac. Down the dirt bike, I rate, I'll speed up.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Lately, I've been all about my new Aveeno skincare routine. I start each day with a daily moisturizing body wash in the shower, which feels like creamy goodness and doesn't dry out my skin. After, I slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives me 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas, leaving my skin feeling soft and smooth. Shop Aveeno now at Target.
The Dome Patrol Podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.